Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Can real change happen at the grassroots? How three community leaders are winning the battle for fair wages, exiting homelessness, and expanding prisoner rights. Ethnic Media Services held their services weekly national news briefing last week.
Can real change happen at the grassroots despite growing political polarization, legislative gridlock, economic uncertainty in the public sphere? Every year, the James Irvine Foundation honors community leaders for advancing solutions to critical issues that affect millions of people in California and nationwide.
The common theme from three community organizers whose work proves that change really can happen through grassroots efforts despite gridlock legislature, polarized politics, and economic uncertainty. Improving conditions for service workers is the top priority for Sarul Jayaraman, the president of One Fair Wage and director of the Food Labor Research Center at University of California, Berkeley. She started a national movement of restaurant workers, employers, and consumers after 9/11. Jayaraman has been fighting to raise wages and improve working conditions in the restaurant industry.
We are seeing a historic moment, a really historic moment, of worker revolt, in which low-wage workers across the economy, and particularly in the restaurant industry, are for the first time refusing to work for these poverty wages. The restaurant industry has been one of the largest and fastest growing private sector employers in California and the United States for decades. It was 14 million workers pre-pandemic, but it's been the absolute lowest paying employer for generations dating back to emancipation, when the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers was created. At emancipation, the restaurant industry wanted the ability to hire newly freed slaves, not pay them anything, and have them live exclusively on this new thing that had just come from Europe at the time called tipping. And as a result, they formed the National Restaurant Association, or the other NRA, and they have fought for 100 years to keep wages as low as possible, minimum wages as low as possible, and in most states, to ensure a sub-minimum wage for tipped workers.
Her organization is taking strides and pushing legislation.
In California, we have two pieces of legislation moving, one to raise the overall minimum wage, which is currently $15.50, to actually a livable wage, a living wage in California. In the cheapest county in California is $23.75, and also to end the last sub-minimum wage in California, which is that for incarcerated workers. The second bill would change, would basically get rid of that scam that the Restaurant Association has been running and make it so that employers have to pay for food safety training, not workers. And that just passed out of committee in California 9-2.
On the front lines of criminal justice reform is Dorsey Nunn, who runs legal services for prisoners with children and co-founded a parallel nonprofit, All of Us or None. A criminal justice reformer who set up a small nonprofit for people like himself who are or were formerly incarcerated to fight for prisoners' rights. Nunn operates a staff of 29 people, including four attorneys, as well as a network of chapters across the U.S. His organization spearheaded the Ban the Box campaign that has stopped questions about conviction history from public employment applications in 50 cities in 35 states. We are building a powerful political movement to win full restoration of our human and civil rights, Nunn said. Honest conversations about discrimination need to be about why it doesn't stop once someone leaves prison.
So this fight is going to continue because the oppression is still there. The part that I think that particularly Black and brown communities miss is that they can only see us as a liability. They have yet to see us as an asset. Within legal services for prisoners with children, I have an academy that actually trains people how to do policy work. Nobody ever thought that we were going to be doing policy work. They didn't think that we was even capable of it. And right now we're struggling about, do we have the right to vote? What happens when we look you in the eye and say, it's not only are we struggling for the right to vote, we're struggling for the right to hold office and actually participate fully in this society, not just as casting the vote for people who haven't been convicted.
Tackling homelessness in Los Angeles. Chris Contreras is working miracles in the incredibly shrinking world of affordable housing in one of the nation's largest epicenters of homelessness. He is the development director of Brilliant Corners, a housing service nonprofit based in Los Angeles. California accounts for about one-third of the entire U.S. homeless population. At last count, over 170,000 Californians are unhoused, with at least 60,000 living in Los Angeles County on any given night, Contreras says. We operate the Los Angeles Flexible Housing Subsidy Pool, or FLEX for short, which is a nationally recognized supportive housing model that helps thousands of people who exit homelessness each year. The program launched in 2014 as a public-private partnership with rental subsidies and case management services. We also have seen a 26% rise in Latino homelessness, meaning that Latinos now make up about 44% of LA County homelessness. The LA housing crisis disproportionately affects communities of color. Black Angelenos make up 8% of LA's population, but account for more than 30% of its homeless individuals. The solution to chronic homelessness lies in coordinating resources from a number of stakeholders, owners, builders, the criminal justice system, and healthcare systems, as well as rental subsidies, either from federal or local funding, Contreras says. With that support, his program taps the dedicated professionals who build relationships with landlords and developers to secure existing and new units, as well as dedicated housing services and case management services to support an individual's transition to long-term stability in their new home. Brilliant Corners creates a pool of housing units that can be matched quickly to any client experiencing homelessness. It saves landlords the trouble of advertising a vacancy by paying them 2 months' rent in advance. To date, the FLEX has sponsored relationships with more than 1,100 of those so-called scattered site landlords.
So the reality is that despite massive efforts that statewide in California to get people into housing, the inflow into homelessness vastly exceeds the amount of people we can get into housing each year. Without broader solutions and resources, we'll continue to be on the wrong side of this equation. We can't build our way out of the homelessness crisis fast enough. Building new units of affordable supportive housing is a key part of the strategy, which we greatly support, but it's not the only solution. There's a vast array of private market rate units, enough in some cities to house every person experiencing homelessness. And with the availability of rental subsidies, we can get people housed quickly and keep them housed. I leave you with one major takeaway, which is that permanent supportive housing is the proven solution to ending the cycle of homelessness. Supportive housing is permanent, deeply affordable rental housing, and is linked to voluntary, life-improving wraparound services, helping people facing the most complex challenges to live stably with autonomy and dignity. We really believe it's a proven solution for some of our community's toughest problems. Thank you so much for your time and attention.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.